Hey, thanks so much. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and you're right. It's time for some good stuff.
And we're a half a day away from, what is that? Oh, Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
That's right. You know what we forgot to tell everybody to do?
What's that?
We forgot to tell everybody to get all their Valentine cards ready, get them stamped, ready to go, put them in one big envelope, send them to the post office in Valentine, and volunteers will stamp them with a special cachet.
And then they'll send them back out to anywhere in the world.
That's right. And we forgot, we could have told people that 2 weeks ago.
You have to pay for the postage, though.
Right. You just put postage. No.
But they do.
Yeah. Get your Valentines ready, get them addressed, get them stamped, and put them in one big envelope. And send them to Valentine.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it up with the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, also all things ag-related, basically. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read. I have a little Valentine's Day thing for you today.
You do indeed. I'm ready for it.
Top 10 Valentine's Day songs. Now, this could vary in order, and there might be one that you especially like out there that's not in this list. But number 10 on the list is Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
Oh, absolutely.
Been around for a long, long time. Kind of a little newer one, All of Me by John Legend. Some of you will remember that. Some won't. Shania Twain, You're Still the One, seems to be a popular Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. A Thousand Years by Christina Perry, which I can't bring to mind right now, but it must be very popular if it made this list. The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody.
Perfect.
Got to be up there. One of your favorite artists, Elvis Presley, with Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh, how romantic.
That's at number 5. Etta James's At Last is number 4 on the list.
Beautiful.
Perfect by Ed Sheeran is number 3.
And it's perfect.
Can you think of what the top 2 might be? One is from Celine Dion, and the other is from another female artist.
Okay. We won't waste time with me trying to remember.
Okay. My Heart Will Go On from Titanic by Celine Dion.
Oh, my, yes.
And, of course, it's Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, as the number 1 on the top 10 Valentine's Day songs.
Really? Dolly Parton's. That's such an interesting song.
No, actually Dolly Parton.
I know, but it's her doing, it's Whitney Houston doing it.
Whitney Houston doing her Dolly Parton song.
Right.
Dolly did it. Didn't make as big a hit with it as Whitney.
Whitney blew it out of the water.
Although Dolly was smart because she owns the rights to the song. And
that's
Whitney
right.
Made her a couple of dollars on that
one. Yeah, I think she made it through the winter, I think, after that came out.
Little Valentine's Day music trivia for you today.
Very good. Can't go wrong with that. And you know what else we can't go wrong with?
What's that?
Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Great poet. Valentine memories. Put the seatbelt on, folks. It's going to be fun. It's wonderful how every year folks send a Valentine to ones they care so much about and let their love light shine. But long ago, we two agreed that something we'd forego. We were building up a cow herd and were really short on dough. I recall back in the 70s when all the kids were small and you didn't have the extra cash to buy gifts for us all. You told me that you loved me and that was good enough, but then you sure surprised me. Might say you called my bluff. When you bought me those new overshoes, it was something I would need, a trudging through those sloppy pens when I would help you feed. You always did nice things to show your love and gratitude, and I don't know why some folks made those comments that were rude. 'Cause just like in the 80s when we had that awful snow, the wind came up and the temperatures hit 20-something below. Those chopper mitts you gave me sure deserved my sincere thanks. They kept my hands from freezing, chopping ice from all the tanks. And those plastic roses you bought at the dollar store, they still look fresh and pretty, and who would want more? And just when I was thinking that our love life had grown cold, the Valentine I got this year was like the mother lode. It's just what I'll be needing when we get some warmer weather. A pair of new fence stretchers so we can go fix fence together. Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, maybe it's a St. Patrick's Day thing coming up, be sure to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of the good stuff.